I came to the U.S. 7 years ago. The first year, the first month when I got here, I started to learn English from mostly zero. I learned from like A, B, C, D, E, F, and those are really basic, really like almost zero. I tried to learn English as much as I can, and then I put a radio on my ear, even the days and the nights. I just kept the radio running all day, all night, and sometimes I woke up at the midnight because of the sound of the radio. So I learned English from the radio. So the whole story, in order to say, sometimes I have the radio accent. So here we are. Now you're gonna listen from the radio, okay? Today's Sunday is called Gaudete Sunday, means joyful, rejoice, Sunday. So why today is so joyful? Why today is so hopeful? And why today is so prideful? We are coming closer to the Lord, to Christmas. And today, this week, I invite you to reflect with me three words from this week. The first word is light. So light and darkness is a really big theme from the Gospel of John. Light in Jesus Christ is the light. That's why we have light of the world. Maybe the first challenge when you walked out of this building, this church, on your right, maybe you need to look back and you need to read, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. That's why we are here, and that's why you are here. So Jesus Christ is the light. The Gospel of John, he talks about light and darkness, but actually, in the Genesis, right in the beginning of the book of the Bible, very first sentence, I want to read again, really short. Chapter 1, verse 1. When God created heaven and earth, the earth was without form, and the earth was with darkness. So right at the beginning of the Genesis, right at the beginning of the earth, like chaotic, dark, and when God created the world, created the earth and the heaven, he brought light into that. So that is a prefigure of the light of Jesus, light of the world in the gospel. So the Old Testament and the New Testament, the New Testament is fulfilled for the Old Testament. Light and darkness, which one do you belong to? Which one? We are the children of light. Brothers and sisters, out there, I have seen a lot of dark magics or dark practices. Maybe invite you today for this week, reflect with me and be careful with that out there. A lot of like dark practices out there that you must be careful. So highly encourage you to be with the light, to be the light of the world, and you, your turn, will be the light for people. You must have light in order to bring light to people. The second word, joy. Today is a joyful day, joyful Sunday. Hopefully, you can smile today a little bit. Hopefully, after this Mass, you can smile a little bit. Hopefully, you come to the church with joyful. Hopefully, you come to see God joyfully. Hopefully, you come here and you can smile and you leave all the stuff behind and enjoy the moment. Pray with God, be with God, be with Our Lady, be with Holy Trinity, be with Holy Family, and somehow, maybe I need to challenge you, like, you must smile. I mean, maybe today or maybe next week or something, but you must smile. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you go to the church with a gloomy face, I think the Lord is, okay, why don't you smile when you come to see me? You know what I mean? Yeah, if you see someone and you just like keep your serious face, I mean, serious, that's good, but somehow being joyful, it's just like naturally joyful, you and God. I invite you to reflect on joy, how to be joyful, how to be, of course, being joyful doesn't mean like no difficulties. Don't get me wrong. So life is tough. Life is complicated. I know that, of course, my life is complicated as well. But in the midst of those sufferings, in the midst of difficulties, we have joy. That is so different that way. The Catholic people, they have joy. Out there, society still in the darkness, and you are here in the light, in Jesus Christ, light of the world. So today is Sunday of joyful rejoicing. Maybe reflect on that this week, that we are welcoming Jesus Christ coming to Christmas. The last word, hope. Hope can bring you joy. And I asked my spiritual director, what happened, or how do I know that I don't have hope? He answered me immediately, are you joyful? So the virtue of hope means that you put your tomorrows in God's hand. You put your future in God's hand. You put difficulties, troubles, issues in God's hand and let him handle that for you. Of course, like this is like the basic understanding about the virtue of hope, but of course you can have more complicated definition about the virtue of hope, but my way, I think that is hope. Like, we put our future, like my tomorrow, in God's hand and let him take care of that. Like, I don't need to worry about that. I cannot control my tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know tomorrow is coming. You know that. Everyone knows that. But we cannot control that. Like, that is in the hands of God. Obviously. And either you cannot control your past. You cannot control your sins you committed from the past. It happened already. So what happened? It happened. And let God handle that for you in confessional. Tomorrow, let's hope. Let's hope for tomorrow. Be hopeful. Practice the virtue of hope and being joyful. I put my spouses in God's hands. I put my children in God's hands. I put my mom and dad in God's hands. I put my homeworks for the finals coming in God's hands. Everything you can put in God's hand and let God handle that. Sometimes we just like do by our own and we just forget completely about God. Like, how can God do my homeworks? Like, you know what I mean? Like, even something basic like that, we completely forgot about that. Like how God with me taking out of the trash. It doesn't make any sense. Like God is so holy. God is up there. But me is up here. I am sinful. I am sinner up here. And I'm doing my own stuff. And God probably up here and he just like hanging out up there. No. God doesn't do it that way. He's not. That is not God. God is someone that he's with you every single movement that in your life, every single activities in your life, you must tell him and ask him for help because he knows your future. He knows your tomorrow. That is the hope. That is the virtue of hope. And that will bring you joy. So measure it and let's see. If you don't have hope, if you don't have joy, maybe today, tonight, this week, reflect on those virtues that I am being joyful. I am a joyful person. Again, of course, you have difficulties, you have troubles, but the inner joy, the inner peace, the inner hope, that is only God can have for you. He knows your future. He knows your past. And he knows your present. So pray for you all today that we can reflect on the virtues. And I hope I wasn't like a radio for you all tonight. Now you smile.